kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
I'm enjoying the Philippine Festival, food festival. I've never been here. It's my first time, and I'm so happy because I want to eat. Because my mom used to cook a lot of the Filipino, and since she's passed away 3 years ago, my siblings and my father and myself, we've just been wanting to eat Filipino food. I don't know, I think we're just missing that.
Yeah.
And then my...
the presence of mom.
Yeah, yeah. But of course, you know, your mother's cooking is always the best. And we're always kind of like saying, oh, you know, mama cooks this better. But what I really want to try is here, is I've never tried it since I left the Philippines, is I think it's... Is it one of the desserts?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I've been dying for that. So
I hope they have it.
Well, when I rang my brother this morning, I said, you know, are you coming? And then he said yes, and I said, well, let's eat taho and halo halo.
Yeah.
Oh my God, and ube. Oh yeah, that's a whole thing. Yeah, yeah.
So it's basically you missing the Philippines.
Yes, actually, if you want to put it in a nutshell, yeah, I do.
Excited na ibinahagi ng marriage celebrant mula Gold Coast na si Josie Dare na muling malasahan ang ilan sa kanyang mga paboritong pagkaing Pilipino sa ginanap na Philippine Festival sa Gold Coast noong nakaraang Hunyo. 7 taong gulang lamang si Josie nang lumipat ang kanilang pamilya mula Pilipinas patungong Australia. Simula noon, hindi na siya muling nakabalik sa kanyang bansang sinilangan.
I want to visit with my family, my immediate family, which is my husband and my two boys. But I haven't actually gone to doing that, but hopefully soon. I want to show them where I grew up, which is Quezon City in Manila. And also go to different places where my mom and my dad grew up as well. So yeah, and they're basically... kind of saying, come on, mama, let's go. Yeah.
But you're also here to connect with the Filipino community as well, because you came to Australia when you were 7.
Yes, 7 turning 8.
Yeah.
And I do. I think as you grow up, you kind of think, okay, you want to know where your roots come from, where you came from, and I guess... now that I'm in my 50s, I would like to do that. There's a lot of memories now that I'm, when I look back, I say, oh, it's all related to food. That's my memories, because my mom used to cook a lot of the Filipino food. So, yeah, I do. I belong to the Gold Coast Community Filipino group, and I want to know more about the group itself and the people again, all over again.
Halos 5 dekada nang naninirahan sa Australia ang tubong Quezon City. Ngayong may sarili na siyang pamilya at nasa hustong gulang ng kanyang mga anak, mas lalo niyang nakikita ang kahalagahan ng muling pag-uugnay sa kanyang kulturang Pilipino at pinagmulan.
With you coming to Australia when you were 7 and have never been back since then, why is it important for you to go back, bring your immediate family with you?
I just want them to know where my roots is and where I came from. But because they're now in their 20s, they're always asking me, Mom, I want to know where you've come from. I want to know where you grew up. Can you just show us that? Because telling them is not enough.
Yeah.
And
you can't visualize it.
No, and actually being there and telling them where it is and where it was, then they'll understand.
Yeah.
And also for myself, I want to go back and see my country. A lot of people that I've been, you know, talking to, they always say, ask me questions, have you been? I said, no, but they have.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to see what I'm missing now. Yeah. Because when I was here, when I came here when I was 7, I didn't actually see much of the Philippines. I mean, even though I grew up in Quezon City, which is like, I think, what, half an hour drive from the city?
It's that different.
I know. My brother's just been there, and he said it's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
He said, but it's a good way. So I would like to my family, my boys and my husband to experience, not to experience, but to actually see where I come from. Yeah. Just have a feel and see what it felt like and what feels like being in another country apart from Australia. So yeah.
Sa pamamagitan ng kanyang aktibong pakikilahok sa komunidad ng mga Filipino sa Gold Coast, lalo pang tumibay ang kanyang hangaring muling makabalik sa Pilipinas at mapalalim ang ugnayan sa kanyang mga ugat.
So is your involvement or your engagement with the Filipino community here in Gold Coast helps you in a way to really still stay connected with the Filipino culture?
Oh, for sure. It's, I think the more I get involved and the more I look at what's happening, the more I want to go back and the more I want to see it again. It's like going to be an it's like first-hand experience for me, because like I said, you know, when I came here when I was 7, I can't remember any of what's happened. So yeah.
Ibinahagi rin ni Josie kung paano nagsimula ang bagong yugto ng buhay ng kanilang pamilya nang lumipat sila sa Australia noong dekada 70.
My dad has 8 siblings and 2 of his brothers were already here, and this was in the 1970s. And my dad actually came up here as a lawyer because he was a lawyer back home.
Yeah.
And then my mom also came here as a teacher, but economics teacher. So that's how we came to Australia, because back in the 1970s, they were asking for, I think it was lawyers, teachers, nurses, and we were lucky enough that my dad had the double degree of law and economics. So yeah, so that's how we came up here.
So was he able to still practice here? So when he moved here, he was able to practice?
Not the law, because we...
It's quite different.
Yeah, our education is based on America.
Yes.
On American...
like civil law here, it's Commonwealth law.
Yeah, it's common. That's right. Yeah. So he had to be in uni for a year, but because he didn't want to do that, because we're, like, you know, he brought his family up here, he used his accounting degree. So he became an accountant. But yeah, so that's basically how we arrived here, is through that professional way. Yeah.
At sa nakatakdang pagbisita sa Pilipinas, ang una matapos ang halos 50 taon, ano nga ba ang pinaka-inaasam niyang gawin bukod sa maipakita sa kanyang asawa at dalawang anak ang kagandahan ng bansang kanyang sinilangan?
Food! Food, and actually introducing my boys to my mom's family, because my dad's family, they're no longer there. They're in America, a lot of them are. So, and also the east coast of the Philippines, like the beaches, all that, yeah. So, yeah, basically food, the east coast, just basically meeting the real people of the Philippines, you know, like, yeah.
You mentioned about food. What's your favorite Filipino food that you miss or you are used to eating?
One is pancit. I love... it's a vegetable with a lot. You do
chop
like
soy?
No, not chop soy.
It's pinagbet?
Yeah, pinagbet. Oh my god, that is my favorite. That, and my dad does a lot of the cooking, Filipino cooking. He does a lot of adobo. Not so much as pancit. My brother is like pancit. It is like the real thing when he does it. Yeah, and
Lumpia,
lechon, but mostly the dessert for me. Yeah, you know, halo-halo, ube, what's the other one that I said? Taho. Oh, yeah, just the whole thing. I just want an authentic Filipino. But I guess around here, this is all authentic.
Yes.
Yeah. So I can't wait. I just tasted pork mince. It's wrapped in a
lumpia.
No, not lumpia. It's like a soft
empanada.
No, not empanada. It's like a soft. It's over there.
Shomai.
Yeah, is it shomai? Is it like shomai. It's like a sponge?
Yeah.
Or
shompao.
I think that would be it. Oh my God, it's so yummy. Yeah. So basically.
With all your years in Australia, not being able to come back since you were 7, and now really embracing, reconnecting with your roots, Filipino roots, how important it is for you to show your kids, even if they are like adults now, and bring them to the Philippines, have them connect with, you mentioned, real Filipino people?
Actually, they know a little bit of my language. Yeah. I teach them basic language. Just to have respect for the way they live, because they haven't actually seen the... You can't say the poor side, which is...
Like the reality in the Philippines.
Exactly. They've seen where expats live and where tourists go, but not actually the other side, and which I want to show them that, you know, the Philippines is actually... That's where the real Filipino live.
Yeah.
And I want them to respect that rather than just seeing the tourist part.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people see that, but they don't actually see the real Philippines. And it's really sad. You know, like, I just want them to... I came not really from that end, but I just want them to realize that the world is...
People in that area.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, just embrace everyone, not just the Filipino that are in Australia, the actual Filipino as well, yeah.
Para kay Josie, na naulila na sa ina, na natiling mahalagang bahagi ng kanyang pagkakakilanlan ang kulturang Pilipino. At sa bawat kagat ng paborito niyang pagkaing Pinoy, muling nabubuhay ang matatamis na alaala ng kanyang yumaong ina. Annalyn Violata para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.